Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to GPT Healthcare Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Atul Tandia, Group CFO, for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to GPT Healthcare Limited's earnings conference call for the first quarter ended June 30th, 2025. As you are aware, GPT Healthcare Limited is the healthcare arm of GPT Group and is guided by a strong sense of purpose. We are committed to delivering quality healthcare, particularly in the underserved region of Eastern India. Through our tertiary care hospitals, we aim to bring advanced medical services closer to where people live in densely populated neighborhoods. Before we begin, I am pleased to share a significant milestone in our journey. We have moved a step closer to our goal of becoming a 1,000-bed hospital chain. On the 2nd of May 2025, we commissioned a 158-bed facility at Panchpatti Naka in Raipur. This facility has been established in an asset-light model and is fully operational. This new hospital will not only serve Raipur but also the surrounding districts of Bilaspur, Durg, and Bhilai. It offers advanced care across a wide range of specialties, including cardiac sciences, oncology, neurology, orthopedics, pediatrics, and more. The hospital is equipped with state-of-the-art medical technology such as a 3-Tesla MRI, 128-slice dual-zone CT scan, cardiac cath lab, and five modular operation theaters. Designed for quaternary care and complex treatments, this facility is supported by a team of highly skilled healthcare professionals. This also marks a proud step forward in our mission to bring world-class healthcare closer to where the people need it most. With this, we now operate 719 beds across five full-service multi-specialty hospitals. Additionally, as we had earlier stated, we have signed an MOU for a hospital in Jamshedpur, which will have a planned capacity of 150 beds and an investment outlay of approximately 60 crores. This hospital is expected to be commissioned by the end of calendar year 26, and will further strengthen our presence in the underserved regions with quality tertiary care services. These developments are key milestones in our mission to expand access to world-class healthcare and move closer to our target of 1,000 beds. Now, let me walk you through the financial highlights for Q1 FY26. Revenue from operations grew by 9.5% to 107 crores for the quarter ended FY26. June 30th, FY26. EBITDA for the quarter was rupees 18.9 crores with an EBITDA margin of 17.9%. This was on account of initial losses for the new Raipur hospital of approximately 4.5 crores. Excluding these losses, the EBITDA would stand at our steady state EBITDA of almost 22% plus. Profit after tax came in at rupees 7.7 crores with a margin of 7.7%. This was also on account of higher depreciation and interest costs for the Raipur hospital on account of the rental paid. ALOS improved to 3.48 days from 3.54 days, a result of our ongoing effort to optimize the case mix and enhance throughput. Our RPOB stood at ₹38,913, aligning with our focus to serve the middle to high income segment. Approximately 94% of our business continues to come from cash and insurance patients, reflecting the strong strength of our neighborhood tertiary care model. Bed occupancy overall at the network level stands at 42% due to the addition of the new hospital in Raipur. Now coming to the hospital-wise performance. First, let's start with Raipur, which is our new hospital. Despite only 1.5 months, Raipur showed an occupancy of 7% with an RPOB of 39,180, and we are on track to achieve EBITDA break-even in 12-15 months, even though it's a new geography for us. This hospital has immense potential, and there is enough demand that we are sensing in the market. ILS Hospital Salt Lake, our 85-bed center of surgical excellence, continues to perform well and has delivered a strong performance, with ARPA further increasing to 42,313 from rupees 39,200 last year, coupled with increase in occupancy by 200 basis points. The changing case mix will play well and shall be visible in the increased occupancy in the coming quarters. Ratana Hospital is the only corporate tertiary care hospital in the entire state of Tripura with 205 beds. It has 66 critical care beds and has commenced its journey towards providing comprehensive oncological services as well. The cancer care department commenced in FY25, and radiation oncology has also commissioned in May of this year, making it one of its kind in Tripura. The occupancy of the hospital is back to 50% plus at 52% from 46% on its path to become a mature hospital. With new specialties kicking in, the ARPA was also increased to 35,600 from 33,700 last year. The Zamzam Hospital, which has 155 beds, continues to perform well and stable revenue of 36 crores and an ARPA of rupees 42,684. The Havra Hospital continues to grow from a revenue and patient volume perspective with an ARPA of 35,600. We have also commenced robotic knee surgeries at this hospital. In Q1 FY26, the hospital performed 12 surgeries using the robot. Our five existing hospitals, Salt Lake, Agartala, Dambam, Havra, and Raipur, continue to show steady progress in both financial and operational performance. As shared earlier, we remain firmly committed to our goal of becoming a 1,000-bed chain in the next 2 years. This target reflects our broader vision of scaling up operations and bringing quality healthcare to more communities. By expanding our reach and strengthening our capabilities, we aim to enhance healthcare access and improve patient outcomes across Eastern India. This vision continues to guide our strategy and reinforces our commitment to delivering excellence in healthcare. Thank you for your attention. With this, I conclude my opening remarks and now request the moderator to open the floor for questions. I look forward to addressing your queries regarding our performance and future outlook. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Naman Bansali from Nine Rivers Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. First question is on the patient volume growth in terms of IP and OP for the quarter compared to the first quarter of FY25.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah. Hello. Shall I go ahead with my next question?
Yeah, please.
Sure. Second question is on Agartala, which has seen good trajectory with almost 25% revenue growth and occupancy is ramping to 52%. Can we expect a similar ramp up for the full year and what is the guidance for that for FY26? And lastly, on Dumdum, our occupancies are at sub 60% versus 70% in the previous years. What has been the ALOS day reduction here on a YOY basis? Because the revenue has almost de-grown by 9% for the quarter on a YOY basis. So what are the issues that we are facing here? These are my three questions.
Sure. So in terms of the IP and OP mix, the outpatient volume for the quarter was about 42,800. And comparable was 37,800 in June quarter last year. The IP volume was about 7,900 compared to 7,400 last year. So that's delta in the operation volume. The revenue has dipped slightly, but that's again on account of a change in the case mix. We expect Dumdum occupancy to also ramp up by the end of the year. Dumdum, the ALOS has been reduced further to 4.59 compared to 4.62 in March. So that is again an effect of this reduction in ALOS that Dumdum is seeing. In terms of Agartala, obviously we expect the case, the occupancy levels to ramp up further with the radiation oncology also starting. And by March, we expect the occupancy of Agartala to be closer to 60%.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Ashwin Agarwal from Demeter Advisors, LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning and thank you for the opportunity. You know, I've been looking at your historical financials and have seen the commentary that you've shared post the results. One of the things that struck me is that the revenue growth has tended to be lower than, you know, what your expectations are at most points in time. I mean, last year, for example, you started with roughly like 15%, ended up with plus 1%. There were a lot of one-offs which were there that you had last year, including the RG car case, Bangladesh patient inflow and so on. But this year I would have expected on the back of a low base, you would have grown at least, you know, 15-18% or 20% on a year-on-year basis. And I'm a little disappointed with the growth. I mean, how do you think you'll be able to ramp up growth? And I mean, I see the ALOS decline, but revenues should have to grow by 15-18%. That's what all the other hospitals are doing.
So for us also, we are on track to do a 15% plus kind of growth for the full year. The Raipur hospital has just started, so that's why it was not a full quarter for them. It was just 1.5 months, sorry. So I think that we are still on track to achieve a 460 plus kind of revenue for the full year, which will be a 15% kind of growth number.
No, but sir, the even X, your Raipur, your core hospitals, if you intend to get to a 70% occupancy, and that's your goal, and there is obviously some inflation that happens, you know, in medical services each year. The product of occupancy plus medical inflation should get you to a core growth of 12 to 15% even in your existing properties, and Raipur should be on top of that. Is that a wrong thinking at my end?
So the existing hospitals will not grow at 15%, honestly. All the existing hospitals will not grow at 15%. Something like a Havra and Agartala would grow, but Salt Lake and Dum Dum will not grow at 15%. And in terms of medical inflation, the contracts with these insurance companies, the GIPSA contracts, get revised every 3 years. So the increase in the prices do not happen every year or every quarter. They happen once in 3 years, and that is not due in this financial year. So that will only kick in next year in terms of medical to increase in prices for the patient, for the insurance patients, which is a bulk of our business.
Okay, so your only headroom is occupancy in Agartala and occupancy in Howrah. That is your only driver for revenue growth in your existing properties. Is that what you're saying?
No. The change in the case mix, improvement in the ARPOB, as well as Salt Lake has headroom as well, but not to the extent of 15%. Okay. I commented on the 15% number.
Yeah, so I mean that's exactly what I'm pointing out. That, you know, if I take out Raipur, I mean, what should be the core growth in the existing properties? Should it be 8-10%? Should it be lower than 5%?
So I think that X Raipur would be about 10%.
X Raipur would be about 10%, and Raipur would continue to incur losses through this year, I'm assuming.
So we are quite hopeful that given where we are at, by sometime in this time next year, we would do an EBITDA break-even, which would be a good number to be at, because a new hospital, new geography, especially doing EBITDA break-even between 12 to 15 months is quite good. Our earlier two assets in terms of Howrah and Dum Dum have done an EBITDA break-even in 10 and 8 months, but they are in our home market. This is something that we're moving away from. So I think 12 to 15 months for Raipur would be quite an achievement.
Okay. All right. And the next question is that even in Jamshedpur, you're looking at a rental property, and that also is a sort of a completed building built to your specification and rent on that, or you invest in the building How do these work?
So we don't invest in the building. We pay a per square feet rental on the building. It is
and
the building
built
is built to our specification. Yeah, it's built to suit.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. I'll come back in the queue for more questions. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Parth Kotak from Plus91 Asset Management LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, Atul sir. Thanks for taking my question. Sir, one on Raipur. ARPOB has come in at about 39,000 rupees. That's quite healthy, honestly. Could you share what's driving this performance and whether this level is sustainable going forward?
So Raipur is meeting the benchmarks that we had set for ourselves, and I think that the ARPOB there is quite sustainable. You have to realize that most of the patients are insurance patients, whether it is in Raipur or Calcutta, we do get the same similar kind of rates. We expect Raipur to, right now it's at 7% occupancy. So in 1.5 months to 7% occupancy is quite a good number, honestly. And if we were to track on a month-on-month basis, we are running at almost 15-odd% occupancy. So we started seeing improvements in Raipur as well, and we expect this number of ARPOB to be stabilized where it has for the year. We don't expect a further improvement from here this year.
That's quite encouraging, sir. But do you also see similar metrics being achievable as in when new hospitals would come in like Jamshedpur?
Yes, obviously the choice of the location and the choice of the sizing of the hospital is built to that thought process that we see if a good EBITDA break-even, and so the ROCs and ROEs do turn out to be better. And the target is to keep the ROE and the ROCs above 20%. And we are quite hopeful that given where we have planned these hospitals, we will be able to meet those targets.
Okay. Sure, sir. Lastly, just on our expansions, you mentioned at the beginning of the call that we are planning to commission Jamshedpur by end of calendar year 26.
27.
Is my understanding?
Okay.
End of
calendar
27. Calendar 27. Okay. And okay, the planned number of beds, I'm sorry, I missed the number of beds at Jamshedpur. If you can help me with. 150 beds.
So with that, okay, we'll be almost at 870 beds. And another hospital is also in, planned so to take us to 1,000 beds in the next 2.5 years.
Perfect, sir. Perfect. That's quite helpful. I'll join back in the queue if I have further questions.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Aditya Cheda from InCred Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Morning, sir. I have two questions. First is on the overall occupancy. Whether there are any strategic steps that you are taking or are going to take to improve this number, and if you have any commentary asset-wise on occupancy, that would be helpful. And my second question is on the two assets that you highlighted, Jamshedpur and one more. If you can call out what should be the right range of ARPOBs that should be expected from these new assets, that would be helpful. These are the two questions. Thanks.
Sure. So I think that occupancy hospital-wise, I had said in my opening remarks, but for your benefit, I'll just repeat the same. The occupancy in the Salt Lake Hospital has improved slightly to 60-odd%. This is a number that we are quite hopeful will improve going forward as well. The Agartala occupancy is right now at 52%, Damdama at 60%, and Howrah at 39%, and Raipur at 7.5%, taking the overall occupancy to 42%. So Salt Lake, so like I said earlier, Agartala by the end of the year, we see it hitting the 60% mark. Howrah, hopefully, the 50% mark. Salt Lake, around 65%, and 65 to 70% for Damdama as well. Raipur, right now, we are in at 15%, and by March, we should be closer to 20% for Raipur as well. So this would be the, in terms of the occupancy forecast for the year, and we expect the assets to perform accordingly. In terms of ARPOB for Jamshedpur and the other assets, we expect it to be similar to Raipur, so around the 35 to 37,000 mark for Jamshedpur and any other asset that we do take on.
Got it. And one question I had was on the model that we operate on. For example, the new assets that we are doing, it is on a rental basis. Can you also explain the model that we have for the existing assets? Are these all owned assets or these are also rental? And whether there was a shift in the strategy for these incremental assets to start with rental? Just some clarity on what the existing asset model is and how the model is changing going forward.
Sure. So, in the existing four, the existing four hospitals are there out of the existing five hospitals. The assets are fully owned, other than the land at Salt Lake and the land at Agartala, which is on a very long-term lease from the government of West Bengal and government of Tripura, respectively. Salt Lake is on a 999-year lease from the government of West Bengal, and Agartala is on a 99-year lease from the government of Tripura. Other than that, all the assets are owned on the balance sheet of the company. The reason for a shift in the strategy is because our model has always been to locate these assets in densely populated neighborhoods. These neighborhoods are generally, especially in the tier 1, tier 2 cities of the country, the land ownership is quite, is not that fragmented. So people are not willing to, sell the land per se. They are more than willing to put it on long-term lease. And that is one of the reasons why we have taken that on long-term lease from these developers. These assets are built to our specification, and they do meet the relevant NABH and NABL standards as such. So, it is not a very, I would say, defined reason why we have shifted to an asset-light model. It is more of a compulsion rather than a choice, because that was the only option available, because for us location is very important.
Got it. And last question, you said Jamshedpur is around 65 crore of capex. Do you also want to call out the broad capex for the other asset and a timeline for the same, which could be slightly far, but just the indicative timeline and capex estimate if you have it?
So,
that's it for me.
So the seventh hospital, we are still on the verge of finalizing. It's still not finalized. If it's an asset light, then the capex would be around 60 or 65 crores. If it's an inorganic opportunity, then it could be 100 odd crores. So it depends on the finalization of the asset as such.
Got it.
But we have enough internal accruals and cash on the balance sheet to fund either ways.
Got it, sir. That was very helpful. Thank you for that.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi, good morning, and thank you for the opportunity. I'm slightly confused because in response to a couple of previous questions, you said that ex-Raipur you expect a 10% kind of a revenue growth, whereas at the same time you suggested that you expect occupancy rates. We spoke about Agartala, Havra, Salt Lake, Damdam. On an average, the occupancy rates is going up by about 8 to 10 percentage points, which, along with inflation and the specialties that you have added, could actually imply more like a 20% kind of a growth. So I'm not sure where I'm going wrong in my understanding, but I would love you to comment on that. And the other thing is that, along with this, you think that there is some impact of competitive intensity with the Narayanas and the Apollos in some of the areas in Calcutta where you are operating, because the occupancy rates do seem to be a little bit low?
So, in terms of the translation of the number of occupancy to the revenue, I had the number that I had given for the occupancy to the previous question was more of a March end occupancy, not the average for the year. So if you take an average for the year, it will turn out to be about 10-11% for the four out of five existing hospitals. It's a number that is easily calculatable per se. In terms of competitive intensity, obviously competition is there. There are peers which are setting up new assets. But having said that, our doctors and consultants are quite popular, and we are seeing a lot of traction for them as well. The attrition for our doctors is also quite low, so we don't anticipate much of a challenge there. Obviously, we need to upgrading our services, our service offerings, and the specialties that we do offer to ensure that the patients do come back to us. And given the location of our hospitals, it is quite attractive for the patients and their families as such.
No, that's fair. Sorry, if I may just press upon this a little bit, because even if we assume on an average a 10% kind of an occupancy growth, and then you add the inflation, the pricing that you get plus the facilities, that by itself should probably imply more like a 16, 18, 20% kind of a growth. Whereas are we being conservative when we say that X Raipur we expect only a 10% revenue growth, or are we as investors not able to comprehend some of the numbers that we are talking about?
No, so like I said previously as well, the insurance contracts come for renewal every 3 years. So the inflation will not lead to a whole lot number this year. The case mix obviously will lead to some changes in the ARPOB, which is anticipated at 4 to 4.5%, and occupancy in incremental for the existing assets of almost 8 to 10%. So that is why we have anticipated a number of 10% overall for the year.
Okay. Okay. And then you expect the margins to change considerably, or more or less around the last years?
The margins would be around 22.5 to 23% for the four older assets. And obviously there will be a loss in Raipur. So
okay. No, Raipur we understand. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Naisar from Credent Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, Abdul. Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity. My questions are particularly on Agartala and Howrah. These two hospitals you started about 14 years ago and 6 years ago, and they are still operating at only 52% occupancy and 39% respectively. So what, according to you, are the reasons why you have not been able to ramp up these two particular hospitals? Maybe can you be more elaborative in terms of competency or the market dynamics for these two particular hospitals?
Sure. So Agartala, like I said in my opening remarks as well, is the only corporate hospital in the entire state of Tripura. The mindset of the population was not towards a corporate healthcare. It took us quite a bit of learning exercise and marketing efforts to ensure that the people who kind of tasted corporate healthcare and were able to see the service offerings that we had and were willing to pay for the same. So that is why the gestation period in Agartala was quite high compared to our comfort. And it is a hospital which is much larger compared to the population in the state. Having said that, Agartala has also faced a lot of issues with respect to this Bangladesh unrest. So that is why some of the patients that were coming from Bangladesh have also had stopped for the last almost a year. So that is why the dip in the slightly dip in the occupancy in Agartala. Agartala, we are quite hopeful that this Bangladesh issue will get resolved, and the occupancy, we'll start seeing patients again from there. We also started the radiation oncology setup in Agartala, which will lead to further improvement in the occupancy, because of the betel nut consumption in the population there, there's a lot of incidence of oral cancer, which requires radiation. And people were traveling to Guwahati, Calcutta, Bombay, Bangalore, for that matter, to get this radiation therapy done, which was quite undesired for. Now with this, we hope that the service offering to the local community in Agartala will get a lot of strong goodwill for us as well. In terms of Howrah, the hospital was just started prior to COVID in October 2019. During COVID for 2.5 years, it serviced as a level 4 COVID hospital for the state of West Bengal. And post that it was there was a huge change in mind. We had to do a huge change in mindset of the people because there was a lot of apprehension that it was just purely a COVID hospital, and to now rebrand it to a multi-speciality hospital, that also took some time. But now I think that people realize that we are a full-fledged tertiary care hospital. We've also started, we also bought a knee replacement robot. We started knee replacement surgeries using the robot. We've done 12 such surgeries in the last quarter. And we expect this business to also pick up quite well. We are located near the Howrah railway station in Howrah, which is quite a densely populated area for Howrah. And we are seeing good traction there as well. So I hope this answers your question.
Okay. And, you know, Atul, you know, previous participants had asked this question. So, you know, ARPOB this quarter has grown by 8% YOY and about 13% in FY25. Okay, and given the kind of occupancies increase that you are talking about in Agartala and Howrah, and of course Damdam again from Q1 levels, so along with the occupancy increase and the ARPOB increase, maths really doesn't add up. You know, your top-line growth cannot be then 10-12%. It gets to be significantly higher, more like, you know, 17-18% kind of range. So I know two participants earlier asked this question, but math really doesn't add up with the occupancies and ARPOB that we are seeing. So 10-12% doesn't look like you know, realistic number. Either maybe you are too conservative in your guidance, or maybe we are missing out something on occupancy side.
No, I think that the ARPOB is not 7%. It's about 4-4.5% increase in the ARPOB, and we don't anticipate much improvement in the ARPOB as well. Occupancy, like I said, the number that I had given was for the month end, for the year end, I would say for March, rather than the full year average. So you have to factor that in when we speak of the when you do the maths. We can take that question on a offline basis and answer your queries if you have.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe just a suggestion on that. I mean, you're giving occupancies for the exit March. So maybe it will be better if you can give maybe, you know, in your estimate or some kind of guidance for the average occupancy for hospital base for the year as well. Because, you know, that really doesn't help. Let's say what occupancies can be very low throughout the year, and let's say March it's higher. It really doesn't help. Maybe if you can give some average occupancy hospital-wise for the year as well, rather than the exit occupancy.
Okay, so we'll come back to you on that because we don't have the number of, I don't have the number offhand available in terms of the guidance. We'll give the guidance next quarter for sure.
And you said mature hospitals cannot grow at, say, let's say more than 10-11%. But if I look at Salt Lake Hospital, that hospital in this quarter has grown by 14%. Right. So I was just trying to understand that, you know, with occupancy increase and 5-6% increase in ARPOB, even your mature hospital has still some headroom, you know, headroom to grow at, 13-14% rather than 9-12% as you suggested earlier. Because this quarter, your Salt Lake has grown by 14%.
Yeah, but you have to understand that we will be soon hitting the festive season. So there you see a dip generally for Salt Lake that is really affected because the planned surgeries are done before the festive season. So Salt Lake will see a dip during the festive season. So you have to, again, see the average for the year for Salt Lake. You can't see just the pre-festive season surgeries because that's more of a surgical excellence hospital.
Atul, I understand that, but I'm comparing YOY, right? So even this quarter would have had three festival surgeries, or maybe next quarter could be weak for Salt Lake, but even this quarter would have had that weakness, right? I'm comparing YOY. Anyway, point I'm trying to make is that, yeah, your mature hospital, given the, like Salt Lake, given the headroom in occupancy.
YOY Salt Lake has grown by almost 13%.
Yeah.
But so we don't anticipate this 13% to stay for the full year. That's what I'm trying to say, because at the end of the day, the idea for this hospital is that it will grow by almost 8 to 10%, not the full 14 to 15% for Salt Lake.
Okay. And on Damdam, did I hear this right? Your ALOS is 4.59 this quarter, is it?
Nam, the ALS is spoken.
You gave that number earlier in the call.
Correct, correct.
Okay, so this is way higher than the company average. So where do you anticipate this number to settle down?
So Dumdum does a lot of kidney transplants or renal transplants. So Dumdum, the ALS has been historically quite high, above 5. So right now, because of defined strategy to check this number, the ALS of Dumdum will remain at around this number, around 4.5.
So the dip in occupancy at Dumdum was largely a reason of reduction in ALOS, or there was something else as well in this quarter?
Reduction in ALOS, because we are shifting away from or reducing our dependency on these kidney transplants and doing more other short stay surgeries and other stuff.
Okay. And you said insurance contracts are coming up for renewal. So is it for all hospitals, or maybe if you can give more color on, you know, which hospitals will see insurance renewal next year or maybe year after that?
It's more of honestly a confidential agreement. Unless they are negotiated and finalized, we cannot disclose to the stock exchanges on public.
Okay. And cash plus insurance is about 94% of your patients. Can you further break up how much will be cash and how much will be insurance?
One second. So cash would be about 45, insurance would be 47. So close to that, 45, 45 or 47 point something.
Okay, okay. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Amrit Raj from Minerva Asset Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity. Can you tell us about the revenue potential from oncology unit at Agartala? Also, it would help if you can offer some color on profitability for this unit as well.
So, oncology unit at Agartala would do revenue of almost 10 to 15 crores for the full year, and profitability for the unit would also be along the similar lines for Agartala, which is about 20 plus kind of EBITDA.
Okay. Thanks a lot and all the best for upcoming quarters.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Sunil Jain from Nirmal Bang Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Sir, this is related to Dumdum. The decline in revenue seems to be quite high, even though ALS has come off, but the decline seems high, even though when we see ARPOB also increasing. So was there any specific reason in this particular case? Because the occupancy has come down by almost 100 basis points year on year.
So decline in revenue of Dumdum of almost 9% is mostly on account of, like I said to the previous caller as well, to reduce the over-reliance on kidney transplant patients. It's a reason why the revenue is slightly declined, but we are seeing other specialties pick up, and that should play out in the next couple of quarters because you don't want an over-reliance on a single specialty, and that was something that we have consciously made a call.
So the kidney transplant which has come down will stay there, and accordingly the occupancy which has come down because of that will also be now building up from here.
So the occupancy which has come down will pick up from other specialties.
Okay, so when we expect it go back to 70%, will it take a lot of time or it can move up quickly?
No, I think it's quite elastic, so it should move up in the next 9 to 12 months.
Okay. And so second thing about the interest and depreciation which has increased in this quarter, you said that because of Raipur it has increased. So this is mainly because of the Ind AS accounting, or there is a specific interest which is going out from the pocket?
No, it is Ind AS accounting due to the ROU assets of Raipur for the lease which has now started.
And will there be further impact because the hospital started in between, so it can move up a bit more?
No, it should not. There should not be a further big impact. It will be obviously impact for the quarter will always be there.
Yeah, means the hospital was started in May, so you had accounted for the whole quarter or it is accounted for 2 months?
It is accounted for 2 months, but at the end of the quarter, RU accounting has been done for the end of the quarter.
Okay, fine. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Vivek from Nirbhaya Finance. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yes, sir. Audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, sir. As per our internal estimates, the Raipur Hospital with 158 beds capacity has incurred an EBITDA loss of over 4+ crores in quarter one. Could you please share your expectation on the break-even timeline for this facility and what key operating or strategic leverages you are focusing to achieve that?
Sure. Like I said earlier, Raipur, we expect a month-on-month EBITDA break-even, not a cumulative break-even, in 12 to 15 months, which is quite good for the industry. Most of the hospitals of this size take about 2 to 2.5 years to do the same. And we are focusing on various specialties in Raipur like cardiac, neuro, nephrology, gastro, etc., which will ensure that we do meet these break-even targets.
Okay, sir, but as per your comments, are you saying for Raipur Hospital, you are committed for 10% occupancy? So for next quarters, are you expecting for 12 to 14% occupancy or?
Like I said earlier, the current occupancy is around 15% for Raipur. We expect to obviously improve the occupancy going forward. Last quarter, it was 7.5%.
Okay, current 15%, okay. Or what about average revenue per occupied bed for Raipur?
It's part of the presentation. It's about 38,000 odd for Raipur.
Sorry, sir?
It's about 38,000 for Raipur. 39,000 for Raipur.
Okay. Or on a, my second question was, on a year-on-year basis, the four mature hospitals have delivered only around 7% growth. Could you please provide guidelines for expecting growth trajectory for established hospitals?
For the four hospitals, we expect a year-on-year growth of almost 10 to 11%. That's the guidance for the
11.
Four.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Ashwin Agarwal from Demeter Advisors LLP. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for another opportunity. So just looking at your Jamshedpur guideline, which is calendar 27N, and I'm assuming that your the other new hospital that you're looking at would be at least 6 to 12 months down the line. So your 1,000-bed capacity would actually be a fiscal 30 target. Would that be a fair estimate?
No, it's a fiscal... So Jamshedpur is FY20...
You said calendar 27 end, or is it calendar 26 end?
Calendar 26.
Calendar 26 end, okay. So
Q3 FY27.
Okay, so FY28, you will have full year for Jamshedpur, and maybe FY29, you will have the other new hospital that you are pursuing.
Correct.
Okay. Second question is, I was going through your annual report and I was looking at this allowance for expected credit losses and bad debts. And if I add up the bad debts and allowances, in the last 3 years, that number has moved from 1.7 crores to 3.5 crores to 5.8 crores. So this is fiscal 23, 24 and 25. And it's moved from 0.5% of revenue to 1% of revenue to 1.5% of revenue. And usually for hospitals, this number is about 0.25%. Why is it higher for you? Any thoughts?
Most of our peers that we have at least seen is at 1%. It's not at 0.25%. I can stand to be corrected, but most of them that we have seen are at almost 1%. We had benchmarked this earlier as well with our statutory auditors, and that's where most of the peers are at. We expect this to stabilize around the 1% number. There was some old news with some of the corporates, which we have been following up. But I think as per the expected credit loss policy, we have provided for them now, but hopefully we should see the recoveries happening soon as well.
Okay. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Vipin Goyal from Mirabilis. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Circling back to the question again on Dandam. So you mentioned it a couple of times, the fact it's largely a factor of the decline in occupancy, is largely a factor of CapEx and ALOS. But again, I mean, the flattish ARPOB and very slightly decline in ALOS just kind of doesn't corroborate with the 10% decline in occupancy. So maybe if you can give us, let's say, the how has the IP volume moved from last quarter, or maybe how have the specialty mix changed? You say that renal has moved out and the cardiac has kind of.
So renal, obviously, like I said, has come down. IP volume is down by almost 8 to 9%. It's mostly, like I said, on account of the conscious call to reduce the dependence on renal transplants. But having said that, other specialties are picking up, and we have added on consultants to ensure that gap does get filled up. We still think that this is a hospital which has been performing quite well in the past and will continue to perform well going forward as well. And we should be back to the 65-67% number in due course.
Okay. So what would be the renal mix, let's say, last quarter versus this quarter?
Sorry, I could not hear you. Your voice broke up.
Yeah, I think what would be the, let's say, renal mix last quarter versus this quarter?
Renal transplants, one sec. Just give me a second. So renal transplants, we've done 32 surgeries in Q1, FY26.
Right.
This was, in the previous quarters, it was about close to 50.
Okay. So it also means that when you say 10% decline, this is on quarter-on-quarter basis that our IP volumes have declined by 10%.
Correct.
And the beds that we have freed up for renal have not kind of been taken up entirely by cardiac, which has led to the IP volume
decline. Not just cardiac, it's also other specialties. We have added consultants recently, like neurology, etc. So that also should get, they will start occupying the beds.
Okay. Okay, and the second one was on the Raipur. How much loss would we be doing at this scale? So let's say 2 crore per month, so about 6 crore per quarter. What loss would it be?
So in this quarter, we have done about 4.5 crores. For the full year, we anticipate the loss to be at around 8 crores.
Okay. Sure, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Anuj Kashyap from A3 Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. I wanted to know this, that the oncology unit in Agartala, has it started?
Yes, it has started. Medical oncology started in March and the radiation oncology started in May.
And so what is the feedback over there? Any word on that?
So feedback is quite good because, like I said earlier, the patients were earlier traveling to Guwahati, Calcutta, Bombay or Bangalore for treatment. Now they can get radiation oncology in their hometown.
It is better.
pay for the patient.
The second question which I wanted to know is, sir, there is an underlying theme, like all the participants which have asked is, sir, why, it's a relative question, like the market is growing at 20%, 22%, and medical inflation by itself is 13-14%. Why we as an organization or as a corporate entity are below the benchmark of the market?
I don't see the market growing at 14% in terms of inflation for medical services. So ARPOB in terms of inflation grows by almost 4-5% a year. It doesn't grow by 14-15%. So I think we are on, in terms of ARPOB, we are in line with the market, and it is a conscious call to keep the ARPOB in check. We don't want to be like an ARPOB of 50-60,000 kind of chain, which has an ARPOB of 50-60,000. We want to address this start of the society which aspires for quality healthcare.
So that is the that is okay, sir. That is our North Star. That is great. Or like, then why we don't make an effort to increase our occupancy to 80% or 85% for that matter?
So in a hospital, you can't do an 85-90%. It's not like a factory that you can do an 85-90% kind of occupancy. You need some spare beds for emergencies, some spare beds for, you have some infant beds, etc., which are part of the patient bed count, which are not always full. So generally for a hospital, an occupancy of 70% plus is a very good number if you see across the industry.
Yes, 70-75 is what other peers are targeting.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. 85% is not a number that can be achieved by any hospital. I have not heard of any hospital which does an 85% kind of occupancy. You have to realize that this is an occupancy which is an average for the year or the quarter. It is not a day on day occupancy. It is an average for the year or average for the quarter.
So you're right on that. Are we getting the case mix wrong for the market?
So case mix obviously is a fully diversified case mix. We have given the details as part of our presentation deck. It's a very diversified case mix, so it's not an over-reliance on a single specialty. If you see slide number 23 of our presentation,
yes.
The case mix is quite well spread out.
And so what your point about IVF, like IVF, all the private equity money is going into IVF, so why we are not particularly targeting that segment just to increase the margins and all that?
So we don't focus on a single specialty, whether it is an IVF or a mother and child care or ortho for that matter. We are a multi-specialty hospital. We don't set up these IVF centers. They are specialized centers which are set up by most of the specialized players.
Thank you, sir.
But, yeah.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Aditya Chheda from Incrane Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up. My question was, you have well articulated the reason behind the occupancy numbers for Agartala and Howrah. If you can also comment the same for Salt Lake and Damdam from the peak occupancy that we saw in FY23. For example, in Salt Lake, it was at 73%, and for Damdam, it was 84%. If you can call out the reasons behind the lower reported occupancy. One I can recollect is the ALOS that you've commented in previous con calls, but if there is anything else to the lower reported occupancy for these two facilities. Thanks.
Sure. So in terms of Damdam, like I said earlier, it's a conscious call to reduce the reliance on kidney transplants. And that is why there's a slight dip in the occupancy for the quarter. Damdam has historically been above 70%. That 84% that you are referring to is an aberration, especially on account of COVID patients during that year. we don't anticipate an occupancy of more than 70-75% for any hospital, like I said previously as well. And Dumdum, right now we are 60%, and we expect by the end of the year to reach a number of close to 65% for this hospital. In terms of Salt Lake, again, this is a hospital which continues to perform well. We have done a change in some of the departments there, revamp of the gastro department, and some change in the hospital mix as well, which is leading to better performance at the hospital, because we do a lot of these robotic surgeries. We have done more than 250 surgeries in a year at Salt Lake, which is one of the highest by a single robot in this part of the country. And we expect the hospital so this has led to a huge reduction in ALOS for Salt Lake, and that is why the occupancy number is coming down in Salt Lake, has come down in Salt Lake, because in FY23 we were not doing any robotic surgeries. This robot was only introduced about 24 months back. So, but again, having said that, due to this, I think that now we are seeing this occupancy number picking up. And again, the target for the year is to hit a number of 65-67% for this hospital.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Naman Bansali from Nine Rivers Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the follow-up. Just one question on the P&L side. So when we see a doctor fee that is around 26-28%, as a percentage of our sales, that is quite high versus the industry, which is around 21-23%. So what is the disconnect here, or why is it higher for us, significantly higher?
So it depends on how many of the industry players classify doctor fees. Some people put it as part of the employee benefit expenses. Some people put it as part of doctor payout. We generally put it as part of doctor payout. There are some industry peers who also put it as part of their employee benefit expenses. So this number has been around 25-26% for us constantly. Slightly higher this quarter because on account of the doctors in Raipur, which we have taken on a full-time basis. But this should stabilize around that number of 24-25%.
Right, sir. But when we compare, I mean, if we have to compare the cost of doctor plus the employee cost, which is around 17-18% for us and for the industry too, then also if we see 17-18% as the constant figure for employee cost for us and peers, our doctor cost is any which way is higher. So is there any other reason to it, or maybe the doctor cost full-time, part-time, how do we compare it?
Well, I think with the increase in the occupancy and with the increase in doctors in Raipur and Agartala meeting their minimum threshold, this percentage will come down. And I think we need to compare mature assets to mature assets and apple to apple. And we are around, if you see the EBITDA number, we are around 22-23%, which is where the industry is at. Most of the industry, there are some aberrations obviously, but we are around the same number for the industry as well.
Got it, sir. And lastly, the tax rate is around 28% for us. Are we expecting it to move towards the new regime, maybe around 25%, or it will continue to remain at 28-30%?
So we are evaluating that, because there are some tax benefits available for a new hospital when it is set up in terms of any hospital in a city with more than 100 beds. That is not available in the new regime. In the old regime, it is available. That our tax consultants, we have given them the mandate to advise and see whether we should be able to, which would be the more beneficial option.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Atul sir for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. I hope we have been able to answer most of your questions. In case you have any further questions, do please reach out to us. Thank you and have a nice day.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of GPT Healthcare Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.